listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
In today's short devotional, we're once again looking at the life of Moses, and we want to take a look at a passage in Exodus chapter 4, verse 2. This is what God said to Moses. He said this: "So the Lord said to him," that is to Moses, "what is that in your hand?" And God gave Moses a big job to do, and he certainly couldn't do it alone. Moses could never bring the children of Israel out of Egypt without the support of the leaders of Israel. But when he came back to the people of Israel after being gone for 40 years, how would they ever have confidence in him? God gave Moses three signs to demonstrate his divine credentials to the leaders of Israel. But the demonstration began with the simple question: "What is that in your hand?" What is that in your hand? That question reflects a precious principle of the way that God uses people. God used what Moses had in his hand. Moses' years of tending sheep were not useless, because those years put into his hand the things that Moses could use for God's glory. God loves to use things that are in people's hands. God used the sharp stick in Shamgar's hand. That's in Judges chapter 3. God used the sling in David's hand. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 17. God used the jawbone of a donkey in Samson's hand. That's in Judges chapter 15. God used 5 loaves and 2 fish in the hands of a little boy. That's in John chapter 6. Now, 40 years before this, Moses held a royal scepter in his hand. God didn't use the scepter that was in the royal hand of Moses when he lived in Egypt, but he did use the simple shepherd's staff. That same rod of Moses would divide the Red Sea. It would strike a rock and see water pour forth. It would be raised over battle until Israel was victorious. That simple staff that Moses carried for so many years would come to be called the rod of God. That's in Exodus chapter 4, verse 20. Also in Exodus chapter 17, verse 9. But here's the issue. What has God put in your hand? It might be a gift or a talent or a resource that you don't think very much of. You know, Moses didn't walk around admiring the shepherd's staff that he carried with him every day, yet God used it for great glory. You may think that God needs to put something new in your hand before he can use you. But perhaps right now, God has put something in your hand that he can use. God would then ask you the same question that he asked Moses: "What is that in your hand?" The answer may reveal how God wants to use you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.